Blog Talk Radio.
Seekers, light workers, open hearts, and friends, I'd like to welcome you to the special edition, holiday edition of Ascension Magic Radio. You know, this is such a special time of year, and no matter what faith you follow, or you know, even if you don't follow a faith, the energy is focused on celebrating, remembering, and giving. Yes, dear ones, your soul is truly remembering how amazing and wonderful you truly are, and each of you is unique and holds within your heart center, in your very DNA, the true connection to your origins. So yes, we have this time of celebration. We celebrate life. We celebrate love. We celebrate birth, the birth of what's to come, and the celebration of a new world, a new year, and all the potential awaiting for us. We have this amazing collective consciousness of coming together. And, you know, I truly feel that these rituals we partake in, the giving, the praying, the celebrating, it's an anchoring of that high vibrational energy and opening up a portal to the high vibrations. It's like we're creating this portal to so that this good energy can remain with us throughout this year and the next year. And, you know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, this time of year, depression and suicides are at an all-time rate. You know, I did some research on this, and it's actually proven statistically that they'll go down this time of year because of the celebrating that we're doing, that high vibration coming together. So I want to thank you for joining me today for celebrating and collectively coming together with me on this show as we celebrate the holiday traditions with you. And, you know, this starts at the beginning of the Thanksgiving season. We come together, and Thanksgiving's great because we focus on gratitude. And that gratitude energy brings more gratitude and abundance to you. And by focusing on our blessings, we're creating that space for more of that to come into our lives. And we're continuing that energy now through the early part of 2016. And can you believe it's 2016 already? I mean, where did 2015 go? It's crazy. So we're coming up to a new year. And I just want to remind you that we're all in this together, this journey through ascension as we're going as a planet ascending into this higher vibrational energy. And I know it seems like an uphill battle and an uphill climb for some of you and some of us at times, but we're not alone. We have many, many assistance, much assistance out there. Many of you listening right now are very old souls who have within you ancient wisdom in your very DNA that are here to assist humanity. So I honor and respect you for sharing the same thing in my soul. And we're also surrounded by angels. We have ascension guides, ascended masters, departed loved ones, elementals, unicorns, you name it, we have that. You're not alone, dear one. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but you volunteered to be here at this time, in this exciting time that's truly amazing. And I want to, again, honor you. And, of course, you know, this time, too, we also have so much non-spiritual assistance. What I mean by that is that we have resources, we have books, we have websites, social media, radio shows such as this one, whereas, you know, 30 years ago, we might not have had that. So the times are changing. And we have all this assistance, but sometimes we don't listen to that assistance or hear what our higher self or our angels are trying to communicate with us. So despite all the assistance that's available, we need that extra validation or clarity. And that's when we reach out to intuitives or mediums and other light workers, people who are living in this physical plane but have an entry into other dimensions, timelines, and realities, people who see the big picture and work from their heart to assist humanity. And my guest today is one such person. She is on a mission from the divine to heal the hearts of humanity on every level, mentally, spiritually, and physically. She's a medium, a psychic, a seer, a wise soul with a wonderful sense of humor and compassion. She's helped many souls, and I'm truly blessed and honored to have her on my show today. She's my friend, the amazing, the talented, the mystical, and magical, fabulous goddess Akia. Akia, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yay! Here I am.
Yay! Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Sometimes
the
title gets a little boring for some people, so they can just call me Mama Kia.
Mama Kia.
It's easy.
Okay. That makes me think of that song, Mamacita. ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? It makes me think of that. Mama Kia.
See, there's a great example of the magic of the holidays. You
absolutely.
Sing. There you go.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a question because some of my listeners don't really aren't really aware. They've never worked with you or heard of your what you do. And I know you use the title of a golden seer. Can you maybe explain to my listeners what that means, what a golden seer is?
It means it's taken a good solid 56 years in this lifetime and on many dimensions to be able to navigate the messages that I have received. And hopefully, you know, gold is always symbolic for strength. And that's why when we have the gold ribbons and the gold bulbs and gold everywhere, it's strength. It's our strength. But true gold is very soft, very, very soft. So a golden seer has a very soft heart. She has to be really careful with that, very careful. But there are other golden seers on this planet. But I received that title from the Archangel Jophiel. Channeled it to me that's what my title was, that I was an actual golden seer and majestic mystic.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Titles and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful that you get that. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, and again, you know, that we all have these different titles, but the fact that, like I said, you're working from your soul and you're coming from your heart center, and that's truly what we're doing as humanity. We're learning right now in this era to be more heart-centered, to have that, to come from that place in all that we do. And so, again, honoring that from my soul to your soul, thank you for all the work that you do. You've helped me in many ways, and I hope that we get to help many of our listeners today as well. You know, we're going to be talking with our listeners about keeping the magic of the holiday season, and then we'll have the opportunity to answer questions, to take some calls. If you're listening now, you can post your comments in the chat room. I have the chat room open. You can also go on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. If you'd like to call in, you can call in. The number is 347-945-7934. You're welcome to call in as well. So again, IKEA, we're talking about holiday magic and holiday traditions. I want to ask you a question, and I'm curious. Many people have holiday traditions that they're, you know, that they love and they respect, that you do them year after year. Do you have a favorite holiday tradition that you partake?
Yes. My mother makes the best lumpia. Anyone who knows me.
Oh, my gosh,
my
I
mom
love lumpia.
Is Filipino, and she would always make lumpia for the holidays, and that's a holiday for me. That's the turkey, that's the stuffing, that's all the good stuff right there. When your mama makes that lumpia, it is good. So that's one of the traditions I try to keep in the family.
I love it.
Yes.
Lumpia is delicious. I in the high school I work at, like, we have a very large population of Filipino students, and they bring me lumpia. They also bring me the señorita bread. Have you had the señorita bread?
It's probably very delicious.
It's so
very
good.
Delicious.
It's kind of like a sweet roll, sort of, but it's popular in the Filipino culture. They love that señorita bread, and they always bring it to me on the holidays. My students bring it to me, and it's amazing. You know, like for me, like I'm from Chicago, and you know that. I always loved when I was a kid to go. You have to see the windows on State Street. That was like my thing. Like my family would always go to State Street. We'd go to Marshall Fields. We'd go to, you know. All those stores there, and we just, the windows were just, it was so amazing. And then we go ice skating and downtown, and that was a major tradition for my family. And anyone who's from Chicago knows that, you know, I hear that the windows now have gotten kind of cheesy and gotten kind of like cheap in a way. I don't know if that's true, but when I was a kid though, it was like, that was the thing you had to do. Have you ever seen those before? I'm sure you have, right?
Absolutely. And just on just for Chicagoans out there, the spirit of downtown during this time of year is just, that's the magic. It's not just the windows. It's the magic of everybody being together and hearing the carolers. And it's wonderful downtown. It's beautiful downtown. You should see it. And Trump Towers, man, makes it like, wow, look at that skyline. Boom.
Yeah, I love that, how they put the green and the red colors. Yeah. And I like how you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're like, yeah, like all these things that we do, you know, we have the carols and we have, you know, the Christmas cards that we make out and all these traditions and these things that we do. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's just these rituals that we do that anchors in this positive energy. And a huge part of this part of the time of year is the act of giving and coming from your heart center. And, you know, there's a lot of research, scientific research to back up what a lot of spiritual people already know is the energy of giving and how it lifts up our vibrations. You know, as a seer, someone who can see beyond, how would you explain what that energy of heart-centered giving looks like? Does it have a certain color? Does it have a certain feeling to it?
Well, I probably am going to go off track here a little bit, Ron,
sure.
Because I feel like that I need to really state to anyone who's listening that a lot of our identity is around the holidays, you know, who we are as an individual to not only ourselves but to others.
Yeah.
And we don't forget when somebody has given us something that we really, truly wanted or when that person didn't do it out of obligation, but did it because it brought such great joy to them to share that. We all know that exchange of energy.
Yeah.
I propose that this season is because a lot of those who are listening, they have been the givers year after year after year, and they love giving, okay? But I would say to those individuals this year, let's take a step back and pay attention to what it is that you're truly receiving this holiday season. Pay attention to everything that's going on around you, because how many of us have gone to a family activity and there's always that one somebody or another is always trying to cause a drama up in the situation, and it becomes a tradition. It becomes that person's identity. What if we shifted a little bit this year, and instead of when we get into that situation and that same person is doing the same thing and that's their identity, ask yourself, what are you receiving by entertaining this every holiday? Is that truly what you want to receive? Are you really truly getting the lesson there? Because there is some value to an individual who does do stuff like that at the party.
Yeah.
There is value. They hold a role of some sort, and I don't know what that role is, but we have all tried to give to those type of individuals. Now ask yourself, what are you receiving? And is it healthy for you? Is it healthy for you? You know, we get a lot of gifts. Some of them are just, I have an aversion to obligatory gifts. It just, the energy of that. And when you talk about the energy, when somebody, it's an obligatory gift, it could cost $1 million. It's obligatory.
Yeah.
Gratitude is everything, regardless
Absolutely.
Of the intention of the individual who passes it to you. Gratitude is everything, everything. And so
can
you
I give
can
you an
shift
amen
that,
for that
energy.
Can I give you an amen?
Amen.
Here we go.
Amen.
I love it. So that's something I do on my radio show. If you've never heard it, that's my thing that I do. You know, I love where you're going with this because I want to talk about something real quick. Those of you who have followed me on Facebook, you know that I've been doing this free hugs day. And I came up with this idea to do free holiday hugs with kisses. And IKEA, if you want to join me, you're more than welcome to join me. But my idea is on December 21st, which I think it's a Tuesday, I want to say, you go to a public place and you go where you're guided. And you know, I've gone to a grocery store. That's where I went. But you can go to anywhere you want. You hold up a sign that just says free hugs. And you just stand there. And as people come by you, you just give them a hug. And when you hug them, though, you have to be sure that you send them energy out of your heart and you're exchanging that heart energy. And what you're doing is that you're healing each other and you're connecting with that oneness that we all have as spirits. And you'll find that it uplifts each other. And even though you're giving a gift of hugging somebody, you're actually receiving the love as well. And it's such a way to spread out this positive vibration. It's like this almost like, how do I explain it? Like a rippling current effect that like everyone picks up on it, and it's contagious. It's just that contagious energy. And the more people that participate in that, the more of us can have that joy energy. So I hope that you all can participate in that. And I also want to say something as well. You know, the same concept is true with following your heart's passion and doing what you love and coming from your heart with joy. When you're in that joy place and you're doing what you love and you're just passionate about it, that's contagious and people pick up on that. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it, but I'd put a little spin on it, just a little
go
bit
for
of
it.
A suggestion. I don't think you have to go in a public place. There are a lot of families that never hug and haven't hugged for decades. Mm. They do the obligatory smooch smooch or something else like that, and then the rest of the whole evening they hardly even touch each other. So I would put a spin on it. For those of you who are bold and courageous and are ready to move your families who might be stuck in the emotional I don't touch zone, put a little sign on that says free hugs and do it for your family.
Some
people
beautiful.
Don't touch. I think if you think about what's going on in a lot of environments, people have forgotten how to touch each other, even with their own eyes. They're so glued to the little screen, they don't even take the moment to really look into somebody's eyes. Now, isn't that the true magic of Christmas?
Absolutely.
To look into the eyes of someone you love.
Beautiful.
And to be able to touch them in a way that really jingles their bells. There you go.
I love it. This is so awesome. Yeah, that's so true. I like to do it in a public place, but you're right. Like, and if you don't have that drive or you don't want to do that, just raising up the energy of your own family and just being that positive influence, and that's exactly what I was saying. And what you were talking about is being open to receiving and just being receiving that energy of the hug. Being okay with receiving
yes.
that touch, being okay that it's okay to connect heart to heart with people and that love energy. You know, it makes me think of that Madonna song, you know, you're frozen when your heart's not open. I mean, she's so accurate
yes.
in that song. It's so true.
Yes.
You know, if I could melt your heart, we totally go off on this whole amazing plane of vibration. But that is awesome. Thank you so much for that, addition
or
to what you're
even,
saying. Yeah.
You know what? Squeeze in next to them. You know, when they might be focused on something else, but squeeze in next to them and hold their hand for a minute and just smile. They might say, "What are you holding my hand for?" And you say, "Because I'm holding it because it's a gift."
Aww.
It's a gift for anyone to hold your hand, and it's a gift to hold theirs. You know, but if they don't want to and they really have an aversion, then you're polite and respect their energy field. But, you know, there's a lot of people who haven't had their hand held by the person they love the most for a long time. And I'm telling you this from my experience as a golden seer. We are in a touch-deprived society.
Okay.
And we can touch each other with our
absolutely.
With our songs, our silliness, our humor, our eyes. Come on, people, practice that eye movement. Let people see you. Let them see that magic in your eyes, because you know that gets people's popcorn popping when you use those eyes the right way.
I love it. Oh, you make me smile so much. I'm like smiling. I'm grinning ear to ear. I love it. I love it. And I love how we're raising this vibration. You know, we have this positive vibration going. But I want to shift gears a little bit, because for many souls this time of year, it is far from being very positive. You know, it brings up feelings of loneliness, separation, anxiety, depression, and especially if you experience the loss of a loved one, it can really trigger that this time around of year. And especially, too, if people are struggling with financial issues and they think about where they used to be, like, oh, I used to have all these great things, and they don't focus on the blessings that they already have, it triggers this downward spiral. So I know you kind of wanted to talk about that and to give people assurance that their loved ones are with them and that there is hope and there is a way to get yourself out of this loneliness that you feel, because in truth you're never alone. You're surrounded by so much love and light. You know what I mean?
It's a time to cherish life. It's a time to cherish life, and when we know what we cherish in life, and we do appreciate when our bills are paid or our loved ones are healthy and happy and with us, there's a lot of things that we appreciate, but the holidays bring up some of the things that we may lack on some level or feel a great loss. And if you allow yourself to spiral into the grief, whether it's because you lost a job or your health is terrible or you've lost a child or that grief will take you down as far as it can go. But grief is a natural process. It's actually quite a gift because it teaches us how much we love. And to me, the holidays, because I've learned in my 56 years in love life that a lot of what I was taught historically in school was a bunch of didn't happen.
Yep.
Yes, but this thing I know for sure, that which I have expressed from my heart totally and completely to the people I love, whether it was fried bologna and cheese sandwiches on a Christmas day that we couldn't afford a turkey, to the moment that I laughed because I saw my father really, really love us.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things we have to hold on to. Things that just, it can be something so small. It can be lighting a candle for a positive future. But a lot of people are looking for signs from their loved ones. And a lot of times those signs cannot be received through your eyes. Although you will see things around you that will trigger memories of them. Some of those memories are not pleasant. You know, it would not be fair to say that holidays can be brutal on some people and not on others. We all experience a difficult holiday at one time or another. But the thing that we hold on to are the things that really brighten our day and bring us great joy. I want you to know when I was 4 years old. We lived in National City, California, and all I wanted for Christmas was an ice cream sandwich. I had never had ice cream, and I didn't know what an ice cream sandwich was. But at the little mall that they had, a little tiny strip mall, there was always this lady out there. She'd sell these ice cream sandwiches, and they were a nickel. And I'm going to tell you something. On that particular Christmas, I opened up my little tiny package under the tree, and there was a nickel. And I said, ice cream sandwich. And I took that nickel. I'm going to tell you, my mama, she walked us. We didn't have a car. Are you kidding me? We didn't even have a cell phone. She walked us to the mall.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it wasn't like 2 blocks away. I'm talking about probably about 5 miles. But I'm going to tell you, she pulled us. She did. She walked us and pulled us on that little red wagon. And she made sure I got that ice cream sandwich for one nickel.
That is so sweet. And the fact that you remember it to this day is how important that was. You know, we were talking about this yesterday. I went to a holiday party yesterday, and a friend of mine just asks, what's your most memorable Christmas? And I thought that was it was really out of the blue. And, you know, it's interesting. I didn't talk about any kind of gift that I received or anything like that. There was this one particular Christmas where, you know, see, in my family, every year someone would dress up like Santa Claus. That was like our thing. And this one year, we didn't have someone to do it, but my aunt, who, you know, like not your really skinny, you know, little thing, she said, I'm going to be Santa Claus. So she takes one of those popcorn decorations. You know those popcorn decorations, like the melted plastic kind of 1970s decorations? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
She took this, like, popcorn Santa Claus mask. She puts it over her face, and she's like, I'm going to be Santa. And, you know, it was just so funny and hilarious. And it was but to us, like, every year we talked about, remember that one year when Aunt Karen put that mask on her face? And it meant so much to us as a family, and we bond over that. It's just, it's those simple things, like you're saying, that bring out the joy, and it's something for you to pass on to your future generations. And that's awesome that you have something to share as well. That's cool. I'm glad you got to get your ice cream sandwich.
If I gave everybody in my family a nickel for Christmas, they wouldn't get it. They wouldn't understand how great a gift that really is. So we decide what we value symbolically, especially of our loved ones or that which we feel we have lost. But we have to remember there is so much for us to gain because everyone enjoys a good story. And that's really a good part of the magic. Just you telling about your aunt, and I can just visualize that thing on her face. I can see it, you know. But if you were to see something like that again, it would trigger that memory.
Absolutely.
So surround yourself with things that trigger the memories of the good times. Do that.
Absolutely.
You know, if it means watching a Christmas Carol, watch that. You know, I've never had goose before. I don't think I would want to. But this would be like, do the things that really bring you, that trigger the good memories. And, of course, you're going to get sad. You're going to cry. You're going to cry, okay? But how about intermix a little bit more balance with that and the stuff that really makes you smile about Christmas?
Yeah.
or the holidays or Hanukkah or even the New Year's, because we get all these holidays clumped into one, it seems like. Mm-hmm. It's like we just finished Halloween and now we're all the way to Christmas.
Exactly.
So these holidays, what is it symbolically about the person or the thing that you have lost that you would like to include and value and continue to value years from now? Don't be surprised if you get a nickel in the mail.
I'm going to give you an amen here. Hold up. Again.
I remember when a nickel would buy a pack of Lifesavers. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I'm too young to remember that, but I don't even think I could buy like a Tootsie Roll for a penny or a nickel. I mean, I'm trying to remember what I could buy for a nickel back in the day. Maybe those Rainbow bubble gum.
Oh yeah.
They're like those packets of, but they don't even have, and they used to also sell those Chuckles. At least like Chuckle. They weren't a nickel though, but they used to have those Chuckle candies. Those were always really good to me.
Well,
they're, I think they're like a quarter.
They had those, I think they might still make them now, but they're shaped like a candy cane, but they're filled, it looks like, with M&Ms or something that's inside.
Oh, yeah,
of them.
Like those plastic candy canes. So they have Hershey Kisses
in
them and everything.
Big ones.
Oh, yeah. Those are...
I used to get so sad because the kids in the neighborhood would all get one of them. We didn't have stockings, okay? We did not have stockings. My mom might have hung up flip flops. But we did not have any stockings, so how much can you hold in a flip-flop? Think about it for a minute. Not happening, okay?
Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. My mom did everything, and my dad. They did everything they could to make us have a really happy, merry Christmas. But I really learned the difference in my culture, you know, because my dad was a hillbilly and my mom was a Filipino, so I'm a Philibilly officially.
I love it.
So I got the country holiday, and then I got the tropical holiday. Pretty cool.
I love it. You know, as you're talking, I'm seeing this rainbow energy come in. There's a lot of rainbow aura kind of colors that I'm seeing. So I don't know what that means. It means there's a lot of positive vibrations coming around. But I kind of want to tell you about something interesting. As I was preparing for the show, I kept seeing like images. I think I told you this, images of reindeer. And they're like, talk about reindeer. I'm like, reindeer? What the heck, reindeer? So I'm like, I have to ask you, is there something in your tradition or is there something that people need to know about the magic of the reindeer? Is that like an animal totem or something? I don't know what they're like, reindeer, but I have to talk about reindeer. So is there something about that?
Wow, you are so intuitive. You are so intuitive because let me tell you, and I already said this already, I am learning a lot of the historical facts and themes, traditions. I'm learning the truth about those traditions. And all this week, somebody introduced me to the Krampus, K-R-A-M-P-U-S.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about the Krampus. And when I saw the Krampus celebration and I saw those jingle bells, I said to myself, oh, my God, that is not Rudolph. Excuse me. And when I say God, I say that from the greatest respect and to
the
divine.
Sure, absolutely.
That's not Rudolph. Okay, so I'm having an issue right now with reindeer, so it's probably better for us not to discuss it. Because
they're like, talk about reindeer. I'm like, okay, so maybe we can talk about it off the air then. But that's
that is somebody's tradition, and I love when people celebrate their traditions, and they don't have to make it politically correct because that's their tradition, you know. But I've been taught all these things, and then I'm finding out, oh, my goodness, that is so – it's making me look at what is really true. What are the true holidays? And to me, it's gratitude. It's love.
Yeah, and you know, I remember some of the things you posted on Facebook for Thanksgiving too, and it kind of made me remember, or we'll start to think about what's happening on the planetary scale right now, where there's these things that can sometimes be painful to face, but there's a lot of truths that we're having to face as humanity, and a lot of the quote unquote darker energy that has been in our consciousness is being lifted away. And as that happens, these things start to bubble up to the surface to be released. It's like a bubbling kind of swamp or something, and these things like evaporate, you know. And it just got me thinking about that, about how we're probably going to be seeing more of these truths and more of these things coming out, you know, especially in the next coming years. There's been so many things here we've been hearing in the news and on Facebook and social media. Do you get the impression that there's going to be some more like great revelations or things we might have come out in the next year or two?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we are more conscious than we've ever been. And as the illusions are being stripped away, we recognize that we are in control, not someone outside of us. We are in control. We are responsible. And even though I would love to see peace on Earth throughout the whole entire planet, it would be wonderful for that to happen, but we really need to do it on the home front. Because if we're killing each other needlessly, there's no peace here.
No.
So I think peace is, for me, and this is, I think, one of the greatest gifts we can give each other is to be kind. You know, protect yourself. Of course protect yourself. Somebody's coming after you with a baseball bat. There must be a reason why. And if you don't know that reason, run, okay, or call the authorities. But
absolutely,
a little kindness, just a little kindness. That's why I love Snoopy's Christmas tree, because that tree, nobody was going to pick it up. Nobody wanted it in that story. But just a little bit of kindness, and it is legendary.
Mm.
Be kind to yourself, too. And so I think that's the way to do it. Let's express some kindness. It doesn't, to me, everyone can talk. Actions speak louder than words. And it starts with us, just a little bit of kindness. It's like that song, put a little love in your heart.
Actually, you're making me think of a song that I've been hearing on the radio a lot lately. It goes like this. It goes, just a little more love, just a little more peace is all it takes in one day. And I can't say, like, I'll walk hand in hand, and one day we'll live in harmony. Go something like that. But, like, it's all about the same kind of thing. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Kindness and gratitude and all those wonderful things. And I love all the things we're talking about. And I'm so awesome to have you on the show. Now, we're going to get to the phone lines here, if you're ready for that.
Oh, great.
And we're going to kind of, like, there's people posting in the chat room, too. I want to get to a question that someone has in my chat room here, and we can kind of see how you feel about this. Her name is Mama D. Angel, and she says, I have a question. You're talking about childhood, and I'm sure I had a good childhood, but I don't remember it. And my daughter is the same way. She doesn't remember her childhood. Why would that be? It's an interesting question.
That's
you get
a good
any
question.
Kind of impressions?
I have an answer. We live in multi-dimensions. We are living in multi-dimensions. When you're falling asleep, you're dreaming, but is that the real reality? I have noticed more and more we are living on so many dimensions that, we had Christmas in that dimension, but in this dimension, I don't remember that happening here because it might not have happened here. Even though people might have memory of it, they might give you clues. You may not have been here. You may have been in a different dimension, and that person that was in that other dimension, that is you, was here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what
that
I would suggest for people to do, put something in your room, your bedroom especially, that you specifically use as a touchstone so that when you wake up, if anything has changed, you'll say, hey, wait a minute, that lamp wasn't red before, it was blue. Little things like that. Pay attention. Subtle differences that are happening around. But that would be what I would say.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
What do you think, Ron?
I kind of agree with you about the multidimensionality. That happens to me so many times. You know, although for me, it's like I'm becoming more aware of them simultaneously happening. I'm like, okay, I kind of sense like multiple relationships that I'm in. I sense multiple jobs. I sense all these different possible timelines. And the trick is for me to try to stay within the one that I feel like is going to bring me the most joy, the highest vibration of my soul and where I'm kind of at. That's kind of how I feel about that. But, like, looking at her question here, I don't know. I think it to me, I'm kind of getting the feeling like there might have been some type of maybe a possible traumatic thing that could have happened that triggered this, you know, because sometimes they have this concept of soul retrieval, you know, and shamanistic stuff. I'm sure you're aware of that. And how when you have these traumatic events, pieces of your soul kind of get scattered out, and we tend to, if we don't pull them back into ourselves, we can kind of be like, have your foot in all these different dimensions. So I think I think that's kind of touching on the same thing you're saying, but I feel like it's something along those lines. It's kind of what I feel, what I can do. I can work with,
that's a possibility. That is a possibility. I think there's so many possibilities to this question, but if I'm looking at this individual, like right now as a golden seer, and I can look right at this person's soul,
yeah,
I would say to think of it as an actor on a stage. The play was still going on, but for whatever reason, the soul stepped out. And what needs to be remembered is the here and now. What's happening here and now is what matters the most. In whatever those things are in the past, if you want to go back there and find them, you eventually will. And I don't know if that's going to really help with the here and now. I would say stay in the here and now, especially with all the portals that are open since 12/21/12. Stay in the here and now, and you'll navigate through it much better. So here and now, have a joyous holiday. There you go.
Here and now, here and now. I don't know that song. Okay. Da-da-da-da. Thank you. I hope that answers your question, Mama D. So, yeah, she says thank you very much to you, Akia. She's in the chat room. I'm going to take a caller here. Now, if you're new to the show here, I don't have a switchboard operator. So I'm going to say your area code. And when I say your area code, I'm going to get you on the line, and you just tell us your name and tell us what your question is or what you would like to talk about. So they want me to go to this 1201 area code, so I'm going to get this person on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for calling
in.
Hi,
Rose.
Hi. I just want to know what you see with regards to my love life.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Rose, say your name three times for me, my dear.
Rose, Rose, Rose.
Oh, my goodness. As soon as you said that, I saw like a beetle. And when I see beetle, not the kind that, you know, I saw an actual beetle. And beetles are interesting because they're always unearthing what's underneath. And especially when it comes to love, you're kind of like one of those detectives when it comes to you're looking for what's underneath it. It might look good on the outside, but what's underneath that? Okay. So you're still on that journey of what is really underneath it all. And if there's somebody that you are interested in at this time, you're still being the detective because you want to know what's underneath it. You're looking for, kind of remind me of a connoisseur, somebody who knows a good wine or good cheese, and there's a part of you that you know what your standard is, but there's been times where the soul has felt very alone. Because like when I'm looking at your energy field, I see like this feeling of there's things that you're ready for, you're so ready for, but you know what? You're not a dummy because you keep yourself busy. You do whatever you can until that moment comes, but you're looking for something that's more than just surface. I can tell you that in regards to love. You're really looking for that stuff that's savory. You know what they call that? They call that agape, the most sublime expressions of love. Girl, that's what you're looking for. The most sublime expressions of love. Now, I can't define that for you because some people find sublimeness is when somebody just kind of looks at them, you know, and going back to the eyes, you know, and winks at them. They think, oh, I love when they wink at me. I can't define that for you, but I can tell you this. You know what you're comfortable with. Don't accept anything less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to say, Rose, your name is so fitting for you, Rose. Like that name just makes me think of this beautiful rose opening up. And, you know, Rose is the flower of love. When we think of Rose, we think of love. And that's exactly what your heart is. And some of that pain that you're feeling, that isolation feeling I can relate to, it's from people who have very old souls and who have been here for many, many lifetimes. And that creates that feeling of loneliness. You're looking for that, like she said, that, like, divine relationship, you know. You have lots of angels that are working with you, that are assisting you, and they're just telling you to have faith and be very particular, be very specific about what it is that you're looking for, because it will make manifest. There's a part of you that sometimes doubts if it will happen, and that creates that more of that doubt situation in your life. It's just having that optimistic view of, you know what, I deserve this, and this is what I want, and just letting that come to you naturally in that space. And that's kind of what I feel guided to tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. I love your name,
thank
by the
you.
Way. It's beautiful. Like, it makes
me
think
you.
Of a heart.
I love your voice. Your singing voice.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I should change my job. I'm, you know,
really?
Teacher by day
really?
And singer by
it's
night, right?
Lesson.
I used to want to be a singer when I was a kid. I swear, I'm not even kidding. That was one of my dreams. But
wow,
for whatever
I really
reason.
Liked it.
Didn't
okay.
pan,
well,
didn't pan out for
much.
Me.
I
but
don't want to too much time.
Oh, it's okay, hon. We're all having a good time, and we're raising, you know, by us celebrating this joy and sharing this energy, we're putting out a vibration right now. We really are, and it's, you don't have to even stress it.
Okay.
But thank you very much, Rose, for
right
calling.
Soon. Do you feel like...
you know, Rose, I want to say something to you, honey. Until that perfect savory moment manifests, I think have a romance with yourself.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Treat yourself as you would want someone to treat you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
I will.
That's what I would do. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you so much, Rose. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And thank you for listening today and for joining us.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to go to our next call, calling from 415. I'm going to get you on the line here. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Is this Jamie?
Can you hear me? Yes, it is,
I
Jamie.
Can.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie. This is my friend Jamie, Akia.
Hi, Jamie.
Nice to meet you, Akia. Hi.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Dude, what can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about any general guidance. I got a whole lot of stuff going on, and I'm just, my sense is just to surrender and that whatever needs to come to me will come to me. But as I said, it's just so much that I feel like it's almost like the universe is telling me that you've carried a lot and you've really experienced a whole lot. Now it's time for you to just to drop it all and we'll take care of you. But, again, you know, I also we all need some sort of like validation or, you know, support. So if you could please, you know, if there's anything specific or, you know, that I need to be aware of, you know.
Well, the thing about being a golden seer is a lot of times when people start to talk, or you don't even have to say anything to me, I can just look at your energy field and see things. But it's like, as you were talking, all of a sudden it was like I saw these big, huge sponges, like sponges, huge sponges, and they were all saturated. They were like so filled that it's almost like they were in the ocean, submerged in the ocean. Anything that has to do with water, when I look at somebody's energy field, has to do with their emotions. Of course, the sponges is like, this is where you're trying to hold it all together, keep it all together. But it's almost as if these are not live sponges. These are not the ones that are in the ocean. These are sponges that have been taken out of the ocean and dried up and used to sop things up. So I think that you've done a lot emotionally to clean up or to clear or to replenish or to resurrect. But it almost is like I'm looking at these sponges and I just want to squeeze them. I just want to release some of this stuff, okay? So if you have been feeling strongly that it's time to complete, bring things to completion, and to create with what you've brought to completion, it's a good thing. It's almost like I feel like you've saturated your attention into one space with all your heart and all your emotion. But the spaces are like levels, I would call them like layers of things that you have invested your emotions into. And it's just like right now, it's almost like when you're squeezing a sponge, it's almost like, okay, it's like I'm rinsing this out. I'm clearing it. It's done. It's finished. Completed. And with faith. Now, here's the thing. There are no guarantees. And if you focus on that, then it's going to be depressing because people say, there's no guarantee. I don't know what I'll do. What if it fails? But that is your guarantee because things are supposed to. And I think that you should measure yourself by what you have been successful with at this time and move forward because I feel like that's what you're ready to do. And I feel like the sponges become like bricks around you. It's almost like there's a part of you that is just so, I would say, effervescent. Your spirit, your soul is so effervescent that it's meant to be seen like a phoenix rising from the ashes. It's you are all the colors that are necessary. And so pay attention to how the colors are affecting you. If you feel like it, at one time you could wear black all the time and you say, I can't wear that black anymore, it's because that phoenix in you is rising and saying, no, we need this color. Pay attention to how you are expressing your own creation and shifts and changes through color of some sort. Because right now when I'm looking at you, you're very Larimar. Larimar is a beautiful stone that comes, I believe it comes from the Caribbean, but it's so beautiful. They call it the dolphin stone, but it's a very soft turquoise color, and sometimes it'll have like bits of white through it. And so this tells me that you're excellent with your communications. You can be a little less harder on yourself. I don't think anyone can be as hard on you as you are on yourself. And I really do believe that this is a time for you to express your playfulness. Because that dolphin energy always speaks of, so you're kind of like a dolphin phoenix energy. You're like the playful resurrection. And that's the more you play and you enjoy yourself and you're saying, this is exactly what I would like to do, the better your life is. But if it is doing anything to hurt yourself or to hurt others or even hurt the divine, it will be contrary. So be aware of that playfulness being very important. Enjoy what you're doing. Bring that joy in.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Does that help you out, Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely does.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. And you
can
know,
I
we're going to
share something really, really quick.
Yes.
It's a really, really powerful story. Just to show you how powerful we all are. I was at my neighbor's house, and he had a deer head on the wall, and I felt like the deer was trapped. Somehow its soul was trapped. So this, whatever, something came over me. I stared at the deer, and I concentrated my energy so intently upon that I felt like I released it somehow, and I turned my head, and I went into the kitchen to get my friend just to talk to him for a minute, and I come back, and the deer had moved. Like, it turned its head, it turned the neck to the left, and I was like, whoa, you know, and I was, and as you were saying about multidimensionality and that kind of thing, like, that was definitely like,
yes,
a bit, yeah,
yes,
and I will never tell anybody about that, but I just felt like maybe I should have shared that just to prove to people what's really possible, you know, with an open heart anyway.
Subtle changes. And it is, that's why if you asked about, if you said to me, what is the true joy of this season besides gratitude, Akia, I would say forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Because all of us will make choices that we, at the time we felt right about, or maybe we did feel guilty about, but forgiveness, this is what the season is about. Forgiveness. It doesn't mean that we allow whatever happened to happen again. Okay, we're not stupid, but this means that. We just say, I'm not holding on to that energy. I am grateful to clear that energy. You can't change it, but you can change where you're investing your energy, especially during the holidays, because people have had, you know, good and negative things that have happened during the holidays, and some of it seems like it would be totally unforgivable. But that part, when it comes up, it'll take you down, and you don't want that. You want to focus on, again, here and now. And be from a place of forgiveness here and now. Because I don't think the same way I did when I was 2 years old at 56. Mm-hmm. There are things that I would change immediately and say, why did I even choose that? But I know better now. And I think that for you to have been, Jamie, for you to be intuitive and pick up that soul was trapped in that space. And you know what? When you were talking about it, I swear I could see it. It was almost like, because they say the quicker that you take it down, the less there's adrenaline in the meat, right? So this little thing was like, I could see it, like almost like, it's almost still in shock, you know? And it's like you gave a breath. You allowed the soul to breathe and release and say, okay, you can leave. It's okay. You can keep going. Yeah, that's a gift, honey. You got a gift there, Jamie.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward, Jamie. And you know, just focus on that positive energy, and you're going to be just fine. Like, I can get that feeling that this was really helpful for you today.
I just felt a huge release, honestly. I just felt forgiveness. I really did. Mm-hmm. Right before she even said anything about that, I could feel it in my heart. Like, Yeah.
Well, she is
amazing.
A golden seer, so
we're
I'm sure
connected.
She.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
magic. It's mystic.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know, and in regards to forgiveness, sometimes people won't forgive us, okay? That's their right to do, but it's important for us to forgive ourselves. We
yep,
do need to
absolutely.
Forgive ourselves. And how do we do that? We don't repeat what we did to hurt that person in the first place, whether consciously or unconsciously. Forgive
mm-hmm.
ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Well, Jamie, I hope you have a nice rest of your weekend. We're going to get to a few more calls.
Can you mute me so I can hear the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know,
you.
Actually, just really quick here, I want to talk about something because you made me think of something. A lot of times for people, and this happens with me sometimes because I think this is just the way I was brought up, is that when people have a situation that is not pleasant for them or it causes
yes.
discomfort or anger or something, we tend to just think about it again and again and again and again, and we constantly like consume our minds with it. And
yes.
and I think it's just sort of like the way that our culture is, you know, and like you said, just staying in that present moment, it's challenging for a lot of people because that's not what we were taught. We were taught to hold on and you have to, like, you know, bring it up again and again and again. And that's just that energy, I'm sure, is so, like, debilitating to your physical body, and you're storing that energy,
yes.
like pockets of energy
yes.
in your body, you know. You just made me think
well,
of that because... Yeah, go ahead.
I have a parable or an analogy to share in regards to that.
Sure.
You know, when I was growing up, there wasn't very many aluminum cans and things like that. So people,
mm-hmm.
they actually drank from glass bottles and they'd go on the beaches. I watched my own father do this. The sailors get on the beach and they'd finish drinking
mm-hmm.
their beer and they'd throw their beer bottles out into the ocean.
What?
And I used to think that was horrible. I used to
oh
think
my gosh.
That was horrible, okay? And sometimes the bottles were broken and smashed and... And it wasn't until years, years later when I was already had all my children and somebody came from Jamaica and she showed me these beautiful things that she made from polished glass. And just the idea that those shattered pieces of glass went out into the ocean and they came back polished, does it make it right that it happened in the first place? No, but now something can be created from it that is so beautiful. And that's... Forgiveness helps us to keep moving. We're going to have to tumble around into that rough stuff. It's not going to feel good,
yep.
but it's necessary for us to polish our hearts because we know ourselves better than
yep.
anyone can ever dictate or define for us. And so if that part of us that we know, hey, I have forgiven myself and I am truly going to forgive this person and this person and this person, it frees us up to play more. You know, so
yeah.
our minds don't spiral into that. We can. And a lot of times what spirals up is our ego.
Yep.
So sometimes I don't edit
yep,
my
yep,
ego.
Yep.
I just kind of let it just say, chatter on what you got to say. And then
yep.
I take a deep breath and I look
yep.
at it and I say, here and now, here's where I am. And let it go.
I like that.
Here
I
and
like
now,
that.
Here's where I am right now. Let it go.
I love that.
Because otherwise
and, you know,
it'll
I really,
consume,
I,
yeah.
Yeah. I really like to work with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael on that a lot to help with
yes.
that. They really have helped
yes.
me a lot through that. I know I work really, really closely with Raphael and that energy of just being in the heart center. And someone who's really sensitive like myself, you know, I find that if I take the wrong vibration into my body, like the wrong food or the wrong kind of thing, that tends to exacerbate that ego feelings. So I'm saying this, bringing this up because I want to bring out to people that if you like, just like with Jamie with the colors, that if you feel guided, like, oh, you shouldn't drink that or you shouldn't eat that, honor that because it's likely that that stuff is affecting your energetically and you're just not maybe aware of that. Because I find that if I do partake of certain foods or certain drinks, it does make me more irritable. And it's just becoming aware of that and keeping track so I can better myself and help other people to be in that high vibration as well. So I just wanted
that's
to put
beautiful.
That out there. Yeah, you know, I want to
and
take,
that goes back
yeah, go
into
ahead.
That whole thing, too, about going to family parties where there's
yeah.
could be one individual who's so freaking caustic every single time and ruins everybody's, or they allow them
mm.
to ruin the whole thing, but that's their identity to trust your intuition when your body says, I can't do it this time. I just can't. And it's
mm-hmm.
okay to give yourself permission because some
yep.
people say, but I have to show up or my family will never forgive me. They'll get over it. You
it's
know,
more important to honor
break.
Yourself and to honor your soul. Absolutely. And, you know, you
yes.
shared something with me many years ago that I still remember to this day. And you said, you know what? no one else has to understand you. Only you have to understand you. And that stuck with me because I didn't really necessarily have that understanding that, I mean, I guess on my soul I did, but physically, you know, I didn't really, and it just triggered in me. It's like, you know what? It's right. It's like, you know what? Screw everybody else. I'm here for me. You know, it doesn't mean I'm a dick about it or I'm like, you know, I'm not compassionate about it. It's just, you know, like I need to understand me and make myself the best version of myself. And if that doesn't fit with somebody else, then that's their stuff. That's their issue. I don't have to make that my own issue. It doesn't mean we still don't get affected by that because we're humans and we do have an ego. But it's becoming conscious of it so that you don't continue to let that affect you, so that you don't continue to take that on and helping other people to do that. So I wanted to thank you for helping me to understand that, that important concept of just, you know, understanding yourself and respecting yourself and loving yourself for the beautiful soul that we are. Because it's like, you know, like when you think of planting a seed, that seed is beautiful, has everything it needs to grow into a flower or a tree. And then as it grows, things can come up along the way, you know, storms can come and leaves can blow off or whatever. But everything was already inside that seed, everything it needs to survive, all the abundance, all the love, all the everything's there. It's just somewhere along the way, things happen that take us away from that. And that's when we reach out to our spirit, our angels, our, you know, people like you and I that can help people to come back to that space. So I want to say this because I feel like if someone's going through that right now, I want to keep telling people that you're not alone, that you are loved more than you possibly know, and the angels are with you every step of the way. So just remember that, especially this time of year when you feel like you're alone, you are not alone.
Yes,
I want to get to
I
one more
like
call.
I need...
Can we? Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
But I just say one thing real quick.
Sure.
Ron, you have to write this down, Ron. It's very
okay.
important. And for anyone
okay.
who is listening to this, you are the magic. You are the memory. That's it.
Okay.
Signed, Mama Kia.
I love it.
You gotta put that word. That's it. Whether
okay,
that's
you are the magic.
Point.
You are the memory. I love it. I love it, love it, love
that's
it.
That's it, Mama Kia. Okay.
Mama Kia.
Mama
love
Kia.
It. Can we take
Mama
one
Kia.
More call?
Yes, I would love to.
I feel like I want to go to one more call, and then we'll wrap it up. As I want to go down here, I got a lot of people on the line here. Okay, let me kind of get with my intuition. I want
we'll
to go to this person.
We'll just have to do it again.
I would love
let's
to.
Do it
I'd
again.
Love to have you on my show. I mean, this is the best. We have so much fun, and we're helping people. I would love to have you on my show, and I really want to have you come out here. And if you don't know this, by the way, in fact, well, let's talk about this now, Kia, because you know you do these galleries. Can you tell people about like what a gallery is and where they might be able to find like to come to one of your events?
Well, one of the things that I find consistent in these galleries is it's usually a group atmosphere, and
mm-hmm.
I sit in front and I channel information and messages to everyone who's there. But I have found that at these activities, those who are present at each gallery, they have something in common with each other. And I love it when these soul groups meet. And I have witnessed over and over again that two perfectly, you know, strangers, they've never met each other. They'll meet at a gallery and they become the best of friends. And it's because we are not alone. We are not alone.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm ready for that caller.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I feel like I want to go to this call. You're calling from area code 951. I'm going to get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi.
Oh, Nathaniel.
How you doing?
We're doing great. What can we help you with today, sir?
Oh, I don't know, just a message from the angels or anything you have.
Sure.
Well, first I have to say that my son's name is Nathan, so you made my heart
smile
by just saying your name, Nathaniel. It just made my that's a gift. And just the name alone is
there's
a
reason why I took this call,
itself.
See? They're like, take this call, so I took this one.
Well, this is what I see, Nathaniel. You know, when you really care about something, you put it in a place that's very safe for you. And what I'm looking at your soul is that your heart contains so many things that are safe for you. And I feel like that there's a female that's right behind you. Usually females right behind you is parent, grandparent, great-grandparent. She's coming through across to me like almost feels like a grandmother kind of a figure the way she's coming through and stuff. It's almost like she wants to run her fingers like through your hair, or she's talking about your hair for some reason, or your head, the top of your head. It's almost like it reminds me of when somebody's petting a cat, and they're just loving that. It's almost like, and so I'm wondering if this was somebody who was doing that even before you were born, because it just seems like there's such a great love there. And she has one thing to say to you, and so let me see if I can get this as clearly as possible. Okay, this is not, I know this is not what you're going to, I don't edit, honey. That's one of the things about being a golden seer. I have to step out of the way and let whatever comes through. She says it, she says, wash it and put it away nicely. Wash it and put it away nicely. That may be something that she used to do, that it was important to her. And she's showing me different things that she had to really take care of, you know, and how the joy of doing that. So it's almost like looking at you, look at yourself in the mirror and washing your face. Maybe it's almost like that. It's almost like putting it away nicely. It's just like this thing of she's paying attention to what it is that you take care and doing. And those are the words, take care, I love you. Take care, I love you. Yeah, but she's, it's something about in the bathroom. So if you ever feel like you're not alone in the bathroom, yeah, that could be grandma, because she's like almost like she's, she wants you to always take good care of yourself, you know, and it's just like these words, careful, carefully, caring. It's all these words, care. So if you ask me what that is, there's something in the magic of that word in this holidays about the caring and the carefulness. Yes, that's what I see.
Yep. Well, sweet. Well, sweet. Thank you for bringing grandma through. Thank you.
Yeah, she said, I care. I always will. I always do. I care. Something about your hair. I don't know if she was a she touched your head or something. But if you ever feel your hair wiggling up over there or at the top of your head, kind of an itching, that's grandma. She's just giving you like she says she's proud of you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
amazing,
my friend.
That's beautiful. Hope that,
yeah.
Hopefully that brought you some. Assurance, Nathaniel, I can help you in some way.
Yes, well, thank you so very much. It's a little solstice or something into my life for this holiday season. Thank you.
You're absolutely
You're
welcome. Beautiful. That was so beautiful, Akia. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, like, cause what I tell all my listeners is that, you know, if we don't get to your call, there's always a message for you. And, you know, these messages from Nathaniel's grandma are just as much as someone else's loved one saying the same thing to you, because they do love us. They do care about us. And they're always there, you know. Like, I sense my relatives around me all the time. I don't always, like, hear what they're saying, but I know that they're there. And I think that, you know, as we were kind of talking about at the beginning of the show, a lot of people take assurance in the fact that your loved ones are with you. They are. They love you, and they're with you, and they're just a thought away, because thought is energy, thought is vibration, and putting out that thought just instantly reaches that person. It's a whole other different dimension that we can't understand on this physical plane. But you know, it's amazing, and we're truly grateful to have people like you who can share that with us and to work through the divine. And that can bring an anchoring. I always get this image of people like you and I and these light workers that are listening. It's like a tug of war where we have this rope and we're pulling in the light into the world. We're like, yeah, we're going to anchor this light in here. We're going to just do it. And it's like, it's not like it's a game. It's just like we're doing it. We're like pulling it in. And it's just this whole new world opening up right in front of us. And like you said earlier too, these multi-dimensions. Yeah, there's this city of light that's like right above our planet right now. It's almost like there's two different realities. There's like people who are kind of stuck in this denser vibration, and then there's this higher vibration, and we have a choice what we want to experience. And hopefully the collective can shift to a point where so many of us are on that high vibration that it's like this becomes our reality. And I also want to talk about something really quick, because I thought about this before too, that, you know, there's all these events happening in the planet. We have terrorist things and you know, these just all these negative things, so to speak. But I really do feel by focusing on those, we're actually putting more of that vibration into our planet. And then I'm not saying that we shouldn't care. I'm not saying that we should ignore it. But what I'm saying is by focusing on it and zeroing in our intentionally constantly on that, we're not creating the space for solutions and for sort of something better to come along. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I keep hearing as you're talking, just to tell them it's all about joy. It's just all about joy. Joy in your identity, joy in your traditions, joy in your caring, joy in the memories, joy in the little things and the great things. It's all joy, but it's the magic of us. We are the magic. And there are those who try to take that away from us, but the way we reclaim that is by really enjoying ourselves. Really enjoy ourselves. That would be the magic that I would ask for everyone out there. That's why receive with joy. Receive with joy. Whatever it is, receive it.
I love everything we talked about today, Akia, and I have so much love in my heart for you, and I'm just so grateful for the work that you do and to have you on my show. And we have to do this again because this was amazing.
Yes.
So we're going to have to set this up again. Yeah.
Let's do something for the new year so people can just call in and ask a question and we could take a good look.
Yeah, I would love to do that. And we definitely have to set up a gallery for out here in California. I would love to have you come out this way and maybe do, like, I actually have some friends that are interested in creating, like, our own little metaphysical, like a fair, kind of, like, creating our own thing from the ground up and just that kind of event where we're just organizing and having people together and sharing in that space. Like, that would be an amazing place to have you be, like, a guest speaker or something, or so I don't know, just I'll be putting this out there in the universe right now. But I know that there's going to be something that we will put together soon. But I would like for you, if you don't mind, to tell the listeners how they can find out more information about you and any events you have coming up that you would like people to know about so that we can continue to promote the amazing things that you're doing.
I'm right now Cosmic Delight in Madison, Wisconsin. Their website has some information on me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that on Facebook, I think it's under Goddess Akia or The Goddess Akia. Akia is spelled A-K-E-E-Y-A. And so they can look on that page, or, you know, they can always email me at Akia, A-K-E-E-Y-A, at AOL.com. And usually it's Mr. V. He's my personal assistant who handles any of the reservations and questions and things like that. So it's always the Goddess and Mr. V together. So that's the way to get a hold of me, and people are welcome to call. I do Skypes in private and phone sessions, so whatever it is that works out for them, they'll know when they need to see me. They always do.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So I don't know if there's anything else that I want to talk about. You know, we have a little bit of time. If you want to, we could do a quick meditation to help people, to get them some positive energy.
That would be wonderful. Are you guiding us?
I can, if you'd like. That's fine. I don't mind doing that. I have some relaxing music. I can definitely put that out there, and I just kind of go with whatever comes through me. And and then we can just kind of wrap up the show and continue on with our weekend and our holiday season. So that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I'm going to put on some relaxing music, folks, and you don't have to, you know, close your eyes unless you want to. Just find a place where you feel comfortable. You know, you can lay down, you can sit, whatever works for you. Just allow your spirit to feel and connect with the energy that we're creating here, this space, this vibration of connection that we're putting out into the universe. So I'm going to play some music. Un momento. Here it comes. So thank you, everyone. This beautiful session today. And wherever you are, I'd like you to just become aware of where your body is, your position of your body, how you're feeling. Kind of allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to just let go. And what we're going to do is just take a deep breath in and then we're going to let it out. Anytime we breathe in, we're breathing in this positive, beautiful energy. As you breathe out, you're letting go of everything that doesn't serve for you. Now I'm seeing the violet flame above us. I see this violet color that's coming down into our crown chakra, coming into our body, coming around us, through us, and it's releasing anything that no longer serves you. Letting that go. Give yourself permission now, dear one, to just release, let go. There's been a lot of sacrifices and things you've made and you've done, but it's truly a time of celebration, a time of remembering, a time of peace. And what I'd like you to do now is imagine that our spirits are extending out beyond your body and we're circling the planet, holding hands together as a team of people circling the planet. Seeing the beautiful blue ball of our planet shining up with this bright light vibration, and that light is a beacon of light into our souls and out into the universe. Feeling that light take over and completely clear and heal everything that's not working in your life. All aspects, relationships, career, finances, anything that you feel stuck, let that go. It is safe for you to be powerful. It is safe for you to let go. It is safe for you to receive. And I see all these heavenly helpers coming around us now. We're surrounded by angels, surrounded by our loved ones. Anything that in your life that needs healing at this moment, ask for that to be healed, and it shall be done. You are a divine spark and light of love and inspiration. And as you continue to move forward in your days through this holiday season, you continue to focus on that love and light. See the love and light in everyone's heart. And to honor and respect each other. Give as much as you receive. Say thank you. To be in that space of love and light. And we ask Archangel Michael now to cut any cords of anything that's not serving us, anything that we need to let go of, any fear-based energy, any lack, limitation of any kind, we let it go. And we also ask Archangel Metatron to balance and align our chakras, align our energy so that we may be whole, complete, stand in our power. And we're going to just bring our energies back down from space, back down into your bodies, bringing yourself back, feeling yourself present in this current space, feeling yourself come back down, just presence and just be here, being in the space of gratitude and love. Beautiful. How was that, Akia?
Yay. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Of course. I want to thank you so much again for being on my show. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Continuing to send you so many blessings in your holiday season. And look, be checking the mail because I'm going to be sending you a Christmas card, of course. So I like to do that. So I'll be definitely sending you a card. We're going to have to do this again sometime soon. And I'm just looking forward to the next time. I know it's going to be even better than this time. It's going to get better every single time. So
that's
thank
right.
you again, Akia.
All right.
I'm going to... Okay, and to all my listeners out there, if you'd like to find out more about me, you can check out my website, ascensionmagic.com. I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. If you didn't know who I was or who I am, my name is Ron Eick. It's E-I-C-K. I am an angel intuitive. I am a Reiki practitioner, just kind of a jack of all trades. I got this wizard angel kind of interesting energy going on, and I'm here to assist and to bring love and blessings. So if you would like to get a reading through me, you can check out my Facebook page, my website. My next show will probably be next week. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm going to do a show next week because of the holidays, But be on the lookout for the next shows coming up. I have some great shows lined up in January. We're probably going to be doing some realm readings. If you don't know what a realm reading is, I identify your soul origins, whether you come from another star system or if you're a wizard or a fairy and all these cool things that a lot of people love these shows. So be looking forward to that. I want to send you so many angel blessings and love from my heart and soul to you and your family throughout this holiday season. And just remember that, like I always tell you guys, all is well.